Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 551, Forging Anvil's Legacy, recorded live on August 25th, 2016. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome back to an actual news-filled episode of Podtacular. We have some interesting stuff to actually talk about for a change, which is good. We've had a lull of news since San Diego, for the most part. Didn't really get much last week at Gamescom, but we actually do have some stuff that has been announced over the past couple of days, which will be nice to talk about. But before we jump into that stuff, we have a special guest with us tonight, one of our newest additions to the Podtacular staff here, and he has been someone that you may have seen his work recently with some articles that he has written on the website, and that is Vin Warrior. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Duststorm. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for being on and taking time out of your evening to be with us. For those who don't know, Vin Warrior has been posting articles, I think, for about a month now. Is that correct?
Sometime around there, yes.
Yeah, so he came over from, I believe, 343 Community, and you've written at a few other places, and he's actually writing some articles on our blog, helping take load off of my workload. That's already kind of crazy to get some of those articles up. So you have seen some of his work out there, I'm sure. So that, to put a voice to a name, there you go. So thank you for doing that work for us. It's been awesome to see you getting some good posts out there, and really looking forward to seeing what else will be around the corner for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Cool. So some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about has been posted by this guy, believe it or not. So we have two big announcements that happened over the past 2 days. First of which is a post-guaranteed content cycle, which is Anvil's Legacy. So for those of you who may, or I guess may not have known, Halo 5 Guardians was guaranteed to have content all the way up through June of 2016. After that, there wasn't going to be any guaranteed free DLC, but we have another announcement of more DLC. I think some people are still waiting for game types, like Duquesne and Race. And I think they're still working on that stuff. But aside from that, we have a brand new content update, including new wrecks, new maps. And also, with it comes Forge for Windows 10, which I think is a big thing. Yay. That people are really looking forward to.
Huge.
Yeah. It's giant. It's one of those things that I think everybody can get on board with. For those who played Halo on PC in the past, whether it's through Halo CE or Halo 2 Vista, or have been just wanting PC back on the Halo game, it's going to be there. Not fully in the flesh, but you're going to have Forge and custom games, which honestly gets you a pretty good chunk of the Halo 5 experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Halo multiplayer, basically all encompassed on PC, at least the arena stuff. No Warzone, no campaign, no matchmaking, but as far as just straight up arena multiplayer and custom games. And if you think about it, PC games having dedicated servers and that kind of stuff, it is almost like it's the PC version of the game minus the servers part. But you have dedicated servers that you're running on anyways. So the servers are kind of there. You just don't have a server browser. So in a way, you have the classic multiplayer experience all wrapped up for PC. And it's free. All that is free.
Free!
Which is nuts. It's awesome. Still nuts. But I think that's making a lot of people happy.
Yeah, it definitely. I can't wait to see what the Forgers have to say about it after they get their hands on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such an insane accomplishment. You know, it's been quite a while since we've had any mainstay Halo titles on PC. I know Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike were pretty big for the PC community, as much as they were a very different style of game. But it's really exciting to see something like this.
Yeah, it is. With Windows 10 getting its little addition there, I know there's some people, and we actually got a tweet about this a little bit earlier, asking whether or not included Halo 3, but it's not going to include any of that stuff. At least that's as far as the Halo app that's going to be part of Windows 10. So they also announced today that there's going to be a companion app that will support all Windows titles that you can launch on Windows 10, which includes, I believe, just Halo 5 Guardians, Spartan Strike. This is the Strike one, right? Not the Assault, but Strike.
Yeah, Spartan Strike and Spartan Assault is, well, I guess that was a Windows 8 title. Never mind.
It's Windows. Yeah, Windows. Maybe it's on Windows 10. But
I mean, it is on Windows 10. But, I don't know. I would think they would have the ability to do that.
I'll have to check my Windows Store and see if it is something. But anyways, anything that's from the Windows Store, I believe, is available to be managed and launched by this app. And that will also include Halo Wars 2 when that launches next year. And any other Halo titles that they decide to come out with. I don't think Halo 6 is currently on the docket for coming out with a PC build. After Xbox kind of redacted their whole thing of all future Xbox titles are going to be Xbox Play Anywhere titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the games they discussed it were going to be Play Anywhere titles.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Halo is still too much of a system seller for Xbox. I don't know if we're ever going to see, at least in the near future, a full Halo game on PC, but we're definitely getting there. A full Halo mainstay game, that is.
I mean, I would... In some ways, I wouldn't mind seeing the Halo franchise move to PC and stay there, as well as be available on the consoles. But yeah, I'm with you, Vince. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I hope at some point, even if it's backlogged Halo titles coming out, like MCC, it'd be cool that the team that's still kind of working on the back end. Updates, since they've been slowly trickling out updates for MCC, if they could just kind of fix that all up and do a PC port, I think there'd be a lot of people actually interested in that. And Xbox One is just a Windows platform on a console on a specific set of hardware, so putting it on Windows 10 really won't be that much extra development.
No. It's already running on Windows 10, which is what the current version of the Xbox software is Windows 10. So, yeah, I don't see where it would be a major issue to get MCC on Windows 10, other than it will probably make a lot of people irritated in ways. You know, they spend the time doing the PC port and not fixing it, which it is still very broken.
Yeah,
there are still issues with it.
I mean, unfortunately, I don't think there's any real way for 343 to win in this situation, because if they start bringing up MCC again, then the community is mad that, you know, it launched in the state it was. But if they never bring it up again, the community is mad that they're not fixing it. So
All that aside, though, because we should be talking positive, because, hey, Halo's finally coming back to PC in some form or fashion.
In a fashion, yes. Don't get me wrong. It will be good for the community to have Halo back on the PC, because there are PC players out there that will definitely benefit from this. Lost my train of thought.
It's all right.
there's just a lot of people that are going to enjoy having Halo on the PC, even though it is just customs and multiplayer. You know, just customs multiplayer. You know, no matchmaking or anything like that. They'll find ways to get around the server, you know, the no server browser type deal. You'll probably see some kind of website come up where you can, you know, request or, you know, list your game or something like that. So
there were a few of them, though, at the beginning of Halo 5 Guardians. Wasn't like Halo Lobby is one of them? Because we used one for our Spartans for Troops a while ago. So it'd probably be something like that.
More popular, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at what the Halo community's done for Halo Online, a game that was bare bones and very, very kind of restricted, and they've essentially formed it into Halo 3 on PC with a couple of missing features. It's just insane. The PC community has a lot of potential. I'm excited to see what they do with Halo 5.
Yeah, I have yet to actually play that.
It takes a little bit of tweaking and setting up to get it working, but well, and on top of that too, it's not very clean at all, at least from the interface. It's kind of a hybrid between mouse and keyboard controls and Xbox 360 controls. So there's a little oddity of getting used to it, but once you get into a game, it kind of feels just like Halo 3 with some bashed in components of some other Halo features that came after Halo 3.
Yeah, I would like to install it and try it. It's because, you know, it is a Halo game, and, you know, I like to at least try the Halo games, just, you know, so I know what I'm talking about when people ask me questions.
And the other thing too is about Halo Online is I don't know if we're ever going to hear anything from that officially ever again. They've shut down the test in Russia, and I don't know if they're going to do anything after that.
Sad times.
Yeah. Might be something I ask them whenever I'm up in Seattle and be like, hey, so about this Halo Online stuff, is that ever going to come back? I'll probably get one of those haha and nothing said answers. Probably.
Well, who knows if 343 and Microsoft even have any say in that sort of thing. It's being mostly done in Russia. I wouldn't even think 343 has much of a clue of what's going on with it.
Well, no, it's Halo, and it's a Microsoft and 343 product.
Oh, yeah. I just mean as far as its development, 343 might not have all the answers as far as what's going on.
Well, they better. It's their IP, and whenever the game launches, it has the 343 splash on it, so it means that they're a developer on it.
Were they actually developing it, or are they having another company do it? And they're just giving the go-ahead to it.
I think it was a Russian company doing most of the porting, and 343 was doing some supporting development for it. There was a post up at some point that kind of detailed the roles and responsibilities between the two. I may have written a post about it on Podtackler if someone wants to try to go find that, but it's something along the lines of how Certain Affinity has worked with 343 for DLC stuff like on MCC and past Halo games, and how they're working with the new CA on Halo Wars 2, Creative Assembly. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always hard to remember now because both of them are CA. Creative Assembly and Certain Affinity.
Well, don't get them confused.
Can 343 find another company that has CA in their title that they can partner with?
I'm sure if they try hard enough, they can.
Anyways, this is still great news. I am excited for it. I originally started playing Halo, like dedicated playing Halo on PC. On Halo 2 Vista and Halo Combat Evolved on the PC. So that's kind of where I got my start. It's nice to seeing Halo come back to the computer in some form or another. And the other nice thing about it is that it's coming in 2 weeks from mm-hmm. when we're recording this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 weeks.
September 8th. And of course, I am extremely busy that week, so I will probably get absolutely no chance to play it.
Same here.
Well, I'll still be at home after PAX. I don't get back until the morning of the 10th. And right now, my gaming laptop is kind of on the fritz, so it doesn't even stay up for 5 minutes before it decides to freeze. So I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to play it on that.
Well, you'll just have to put your desktop back together.
Well, I can't exactly use my desktop when I'm away. I'm not going to be bringing it with me.
I thought you meant you'd be home.
Oh, I mean, when I am home, yes. The other interesting thing about that, too, though, is maybe for our podcast, we might be able to do something in Forge while we record or set up some kind of stage. and then have people come in. So if anyone remembers, this Spartan Life and the different segments where they had people playing in the background, that might be something that can be done a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Might be some changes to stream that we can look into and see what we want to do with that. But with some of the Forged, I guess let's dig into a little bit of the stuff that they've talked about in the update. So there's a few screenshots. If you guys have checked out the Anvil's Legacy announcement that they have, so there's some controls that are specific to the PC version of Forge. So there's a whole new control scheme, obviously, with the mouse and keyboard. There's also additional menu options. And it looks like some of the stuff that you're used to for the console version of Forge has a lot more granularity and a lot more like certain options that you have within the Xbox version of it have more functionality to those specific features. And in addition to that, we'll also get 4K resolution, which if you can take the HUD off like you could with the custom game settings on the Xbox One version, just imagine the screenshots that you could get and the machinima that you could record.
Receptor, I hope you're paying attention.
I mean, this will be a big improvement going from 1080 to 4K and native resolution 4K at that.
The people that have the ability to take advantage of that will definitely, I will definitely be jealous of. Unfortunately, that is not in my budget anytime soon. There will be have to be a lot more 4K content out there before I make that particular investment. But the people that have already got the equipment to do it, it's definitely going to be really cool to see what they come up with.
I'm debating on getting a 4K monitor just for this. Is that bad?
No.
Just because, huh?
I mean, yeah. I spend enough money as it is on Halo going to conventions and buying Mega Bloks and Legendary Editions and consoles and all that stuff. What's another, I guess, $300 to drop on the monitor?
No, you're buying it for video editing.
Mm.
There you go. Yeah, whenever we get the 4K ability, yeah.
Well, there's already people putting 4K content out on YouTube.
Yeah, but you have to have 4K cameras for that kind of stuff. If you're doing stuff other than just gaming stuff, but yeah. And I don't have a 4K video camera either.
Well, neither do I. I honestly don't even have a 1080p camera. It says it'll do it, but it looks like crap.
Wah, wah. Anyways, another thing that is also coming with the Windows 10 Forge release is the content browser. Yay!
Finally a browser.
I know, the thing that we've been wanting since day one of the game.
Well, one of the things.
Yeah. That in game modes like Race, which we're still waiting for. Race, please, 343, Race. I want Race.
Race me! Oh.
Instead of 1v1 me, bro, it's going to be, hey, race me, bro.
Yeah, race me, bro. But the screenshot they put up of the content browser looks really cool. The fact that you can actually, from what it looks like in the screenshot, you can actually take a shot of your map and use it for a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Yes. I forgot about that feature, but yeah.
The fact that you'd be able to do prefabs as well in Forge and share those out to everybody else, that's going to help a lot of your less experienced forgers and your experienced forgers to build maps more quickly. And, with a lot less work to build the map, especially for something as simple, something like a base or something like that you probably will want to reproduce multiple times.
My only question for something like that is if you'll be able to create like a prefab of something like like a giant grunt made out of smaller grunts and then stick it on a map like Truth that is extremely small, because I don't know what sort of issues would happen with something like that if prefabs are limited on the size of the object to what map you could put them on. I don't know if they've confirmed anything on that yet.
As far as I know, there's not a limit.
Well, the size will interfere, you know, it'll interfere if it hits the limits. You know, like when you try to put something in a place where it doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just more, it'll clip into the rest of the map. That's not something that's going to overload.
Oh, no. If you try to stick a pelican on Plaza, your game will crash. But not crash, but it starts to chug along. And the game does have certain restrictions as far as what you can place down. Not that you can't place it down, but that the map does not really appreciate, for lack of a better word, you putting that on the map.
That's a good word to use. But I get what you mean. And as far as being able to put the stuff on there, yeah, you have the different meters down at the bottom that dictate, okay, the stuff that you've added is either too much or just not going to happen, not going to be a good experience, but that's why they have those meters there in the first place.
But as far as just physically fitting into the map, I think, you know, because whenever you try to put a forge optic near something, it will, you know, as long as if you have it on a fixed and not phased, the piece will buffer and stuff, and it won't want to set where you want. So even something like, you know, a huge grunt on Truth or something like that, you'd have to set it to phased, and it would just, you know, the head would be sticking through the ceiling.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, to that point, though, it is one of those things that I don't think there is a limit on prefabs. And as long as you can, I guess, get it saved out, I guess if there is a limit, then the game will probably tell you that there's a limit for a prefab. But if you don't hit that limit, then you should be fine to pull it into any map, because all the forge objects are not map dependent for Halo 5 Guardians, which is a smart move.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's something they've been clamoring for ever since Halo 3. Was it the one thing I've got a question about is on the prefabs, are they going to be counted as one piece or whatever or however many pieces they're made out of?
I'd assume the amount of pieces they're made out of, because the engine has to load each object as its own physical thing. Like, even if you group objects together, it doesn't count them as one object. It still counts them as the amount of objects you put in there.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. I'd be very surprised if it was otherwise.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just something I'm curious to see how they account for the piece.
No, it's a good point. And honestly, I haven't used Forge enough to really know the answer to that, so...
I haven't used Forge, so... I'm a bad person.
I have used it a bit.
Oh, I mean, I've gone in and tinkered with it, but I haven't really built anything. I've just never been a forger. I don't have the talent to build a map that would be any kind of quality of play.
Story of my life right there.
Aw.
Yeah, everything I touch in Forge essentially falls apart. Like, I spent upwards of 20 hours building a Griffball map, went to play it in custom games, and the entire map starts, like, falling apart. So, that's kind of why I've stopped forging, because I just know it's going to fall apart.
I'm sure if you put some time and effort into it, you'd be fine.
I'd much rather just shoot people.
That works too. Let the other guys make the maps and we'll just have fun in them.
I mean, as long as they're enjoying making the maps, then that's great. And, you know, that's a big part of this Forge PC stuff.
Yeah.
I think it'll help more people enjoy making the maps, because, you know, building a map with a controller is very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not really that precise. You can spend, you know, 20 minutes just trying to put a piece where you want it. It's a lot better than it used to be, because now you have the coordinate system, but still, you can waste a lot of time just placing pieces where you want them.
Yeah.
The mouse and keyboard support should, I would assume, make things a lot easier to build within Forge.
Yeah, forgers are probably going to want to have a gaming-style mouse to have that high DPI for precision movement.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you might be able to use the arrow keys on the keyboard, too, to move a piece as well.
We'll have to see. I think as far as... there's camera movement with the arrows, judging from the screenshot that they have. But as far as moving pieces, it looks like that's going to be mouse, primarily. I could see where a benefit of having keyboard movement is going to be more helpful, especially doing some minute, very fixed changes over the mouse. And if that is something that the community asks for, I think that's something that 343 will come back and implement for this.
Well, didn't they say you'd be able to customize your controls?
I don't remember if they said that or not.
Yeah, I could swear they mentioned something about key mapping, but I might be mistaken.
So yeah, that is going to be, I guess, a lot of the PC stuff is coming with Forge. And again, remember that the Halo 5 Forge also comes with the custom game lobbies too. So you're going to be able to basically do all of your fun multiplayer stuff there. I think if I'm ever going to be playing custom games after this update, it'll probably be almost exclusively on the PC. Probably for me. And I'll do all my matchmaking and campaign on the Xbox. I don't know, just having that extra power with video on a, something like the 970 that I have, and I might end up getting a 1080, or just get a laptop, since we were talking about this before the show, but get a laptop with one of the native 1080 cards in it and playing with that.
Definitely, there's a lot of options now, especially with this, the new video card family available, you know, with Radeon and with NVIDIA both. There's some interesting choices.
Certainly are. Anyways, back to the Anvil's Legacy update. So there has been a video of some B-roll floating around, if you've managed to see it. I still don't know where the source is for that, which is why we haven't uploaded it on our channel yet. But we have two new maps coming, which is Temple, which is a Warzone assault map, and Mercy, which is an arena map, both of which are put in the theme on St. Helios. And Mercy is actually a remake of Halo 4's Haven. So everyone who liked Haven back in Halo 4, we get that back. When I saw the
footage of that, I'm like, that's Haven.
Mm-hmm.
It's just brown and silver.
Yeah, exactly.
Or sand color.
Dirt colored. So with that, though, I think just from the B-roll, it looks... I kind of like the look and feel of Mercy a little bit better than Haven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's some definite differences between Mercy and Haven. There's a little bit difference in the vertical play, mm-hmm. at least from what I've been able to see so far. You know, you can't tell a whole lot from just a video until you get in and actually play it and, you know, go up and down and find all the shortcut paths and everything. But it looks like it'll play similar to Haven, but it'll have its own unique style.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, if you think about remakes in the past, though, that is something that kind of happens whenever remakes are out there. Just look at, I guess, pretty much, well, I guess not every remake, because there are some remakes that are very similar to their originals. But I guess for like a good one, that's an example of like how Truth was supposed to be a remake of Midship. And to me, they don't really play alike at all.
No, but that has more to do with the Halo 5 engine and what they've done with it. I mean, well, the Spartan abilities and such. But
well, they just modified that map so much to account for the Spartan abilities that it doesn't quite flow the same way. But I mean, Mercy looks like pretty, I mean, granted, Truth looked very well, I don't know, I take that back. I was gonna say Truth looked very much like Midship before, but then now I'm thinking back about when we were first talking about this before Halo 5 even came out, talking about the beta, and just how it it didn't quite look like Midship or feel like Midship to start out with, but looking at the B-roll for Mercy, you can definitely tell that it's a Haven remake, like without a question. And to be honest, even though that was a map that was probably overplayed a lot and overused, and it was a map in the beta, which I think any map that's in the beta just kind of gets a bad rap for that stuff because it just does get played so much. But from a gameplay standpoint, Haven was actually a good symmetrically balanced map.
Yeah, it was a good map. I just got tired of playing it every single match.
Right.
You know, there's... I like the fact that Halo 5... for some reasons, that Halo 5 doesn't have the veto system or the vote system.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I really get tired of playing Haven.
Yeah, well, I mean, Haven is a very... precisely designed map, and I really like the way it flowed in Halo 4, so I'm excited to see how it performs with Halo 5's new movement system. Clearly the map obviously needs to be expanded, be you know, changed up a bit, as you guys have said, to accommodate for Halo 5's new verticality system. I personally prefer the new style of Mercy in comparison to Haven. I'm not a big Forerunner architecture fan, but I like the way Tsunadon looks, so...
I wish there were more maps from Sanghelios, to be honest. From a multiplayer perspective, the fact that both of these are on Sanghelios, I really, really like that. And Mercy kind of looks like it is Sunion, which is good. And then Temple just kind of looks like it's out like the other Sanghelios campaign maps that we played on, that kind of same feeling. It looks like that. And I think that works really well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to play on.
As far as the new wrecks for the update are concerned, there are new Magnum and BR skins, right? I don't remember where the...
Yeah, Magnum and BR
skin. Landgrave, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know where this is on Waypoint or where it got posted, but anyways, there was what was the one Magnum that was gun something?
Oh, the one that has no smart link.
Gunfighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gunfighter. That one looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how it plays.
Well, this is the first weapon without smart link, right? All the other weapons in Halo 5 have a smart link system.
Yeah. It is the only weapon.
Bravo confirmed that other pistol that they showed off with the laser sight at the bottom that looked a lot like the SOCOM pistol from ODST is in fact a new pistol. It isn't Gunfighter. So that's interesting.
So wait, there's two new pistols?
Yeah, did you see the one that from the Xbox media news story where the person wearing intruder was holding a Magnum that had a laser sight?
Yeah, I see the image.
Oh, yeah, Bravo confirmed that it was indirectly labeled as the Gunfighter Magnum. It is a new Magnum.
So there's a new Magnum along with the Gunfighter Magnum.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Interesting. Huh, that's cool. Because it kind of does look like Gunfighter if you look at it.
Well, yeah, it does, but I think that one had a much more, the one they showed off had a more boxed up scope. It had, as they said, the laser sight. It had the piece, the handguard. So
interesting. All right. I guess something else to note, though, with the Anvil's Legacy update too, is that we have some new weapons other than the Magnums. So we have the Hunter Assault Turret. So the one that rapidly fires the kind of little fuel rod things. We actually have that turret now, which is going to be awesome. I think that's a really cool addition to the game. And then there's also, wasn't there one more? Like, wasn't there, like, with the Magnums, wasn't there a BR? Or is that just a skin?
Not to my knowledge. That was just the Landgrave skin, if I recall. But
okay.
They did say three new weapons, though. You're right about that. I just don't know what the other one is.
Well, I think it's that Hunter Assault Cannon.
Oh, no, but they said three new weapons, so that means the Hunter Assault Cannon, and what were the other two?
The Gunfighter Magnum and then that other Magnum that we thought was the Gunfighter. Huh. Would that be it?
All right. That could be it. I didn't think they were counting the Gunfighter as a totally new weapon. I thought it would be Gunfighter, this new one, and maybe the Plasma Launcher, but that's just speculation. I don't know if they'd add the Plasma Launcher with this update.
It seemed like it was a... Well, I guess just by looking at it, it seemed like it was a new weapon. But I could be wrong.
I'm sure they'll have some surprises for us.
Yeah. Which we should be seeing tomorrow, if I recall, because that's when the community update drops, right?
No, the update didn't drop until the 8th, I believe.
No. I mean the community update. The browse
blogs. The community update, yeah.
So, in the preview of Autumn update, by the way that Bravo has it written, it seems like that Gunfire Magnum is a... No, it's a different Magnum. Based on the rec card, it's a different weapon.
Interesting.
I mean, it looks crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we have the Landgrave BR, the Landgrave Magnum, which look really cool. And they have the little Master Chief helmet logo on both of them. I might be switching to those skins over my Boomco ones. Just maybe. Maybe for a little bit. But yeah, so the Gunfire Magnum, and then I guess whatever that other Magnum that is in that screenshot is, or would probably be the three. Unless there's one more that they haven't shown off yet.
Yeah, it's highly possible.
I think, was that it from Anvil's Legacy?
No, we got new armor variants for the noble armors.
Oh, okay. I had not gotten, I guess, to that part of it. Or maybe I didn't see it? Because I'm on the Anvil's Legacy update.
What are you on Waypoint? Let me see.
Anyways, it was probably somewhere else that I didn't see. It's been a crazy week at work, so I haven't been up to date on quite everything. But while he's finding that for the rec stuff, there's a couple other things that is coming into play over this over the fall that is not necessarily particularly related to this update for Halo 5, but it is some cool new stuff. We have some new avatar items for your Xbox avatars. So there's going to be the new Jackrabbit that you can ride around in, along with the Banished Chopper, and also the Aatrox Mace toy that you can get for your avatar. And they're all available right now. You can get them from the Xbox Marketplace. And I think they're all $2.99, $3.99. I'm checking real quick. Sorry, the Aatrox Mace is $1.99, and then the Jackrabbit and the Banished Chopper are both $3.99.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool new stuff.
I hope the Avatar store comes into more prominence. I remember back in the 360 days, it was pretty big, and then unfortunately with the Xbox One, I actually only just recently realized there's still an Avatar store and it's still being updated. I really hope Microsoft does something to push that more into the limelight, because it was some intriguing stuff in there. I'd like to see it come back.
So they did a lot of stuff back in the Reach days of getting content out there.
Well, yeah, there was content you could unlock just by completing the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different levels of the game.
I think whenever we got to Halo 4, though, it started to really slow down. There was some Promethean stuff that you could get. I think you could get like a crawler pet.
You could get a crawler pet. You could get
and the Halo 4 Master Chief costume.
Yeah, and you could get a knight. Let's see. I was just looking at it today, and I can't remember what else there was.
I remember you could get gold plated armor for the warrior set for your avatar if you watched. There was some presidential debates between Romney and Obama. I hate to bring politics in, but I just remember that being a really interesting reward you could get for watching. Some of the presidential debates back in the day. I don't know if everybody else did that. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, I spent the time and actually sat down and watched them. I like the Gold Warrior Avatar. Anyway.
Heck, I would have done it if I knew about it.
Yeah, if I'd known about it, I'd just tuned it in and went and did something else.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, that's cool. Missed that one.
Yeah, me too. Anywho, yeah. So I guess, yeah, that's it. but yeah, so the Avatar stuff is is out there, pretty new. We actually have from San Diego, they were actually handing out Aatrox armor codes. So we actually have those, and we might give one out here in a minute. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Ooh, exciting.
I hope, and I'm kind of with you, GT. I hope they do a little more as far as the Avatar stuff. And kind of thinking about it, Halo Wars is probably something that will be right up the alley of them doing more Avatar related stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they made a set of like Mark IV armor, I would probably without a doubt buy it. Is that shameless? Because like
no more shameless than works. Everybody buying rec packs.
Yeah. Yo. He went
another
there.
Thing I spent tons of money on, but
I spent $100 worth, and then Microsoft refunded me $100 for some odd reason. So
really?
Yeah, I got 10 free gold packs. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've purchased the special packs like the Mythic and,
well, yeah, aside from those,
some of the other ones, but I did that because, you know, I'm doing rec pack opening videos. So, you know, I wanted to show what was in those packs, you know, for those that wanted to see it. But yeah, I don't go nuts buying gold packs or anything like that.
Well, I mean, now that Warzone Firefight's out, do you really have to? The game gives you like tons and tons of them just for playing.
Well, that part is over with. I'm to the point I have to actually earn my rec points so I can buy them.
Really? Are you sure you don't? I could swear you still get them for commendations.
Yeah, you get silvers for commendations, but I've completed all my silver level recs.
Really? Huh, I didn't know that. Huh.
So right. I don't get any new unlocks out of silvers.
Well, you do get rec points. I mean, it's
yeah,
you,
I get rec points. But
you open up two silver packs, you're 6,000 rec points richer.
The commendation packs only come with like 200, two or 300.
Two or 300 what, rec points? Really?
Yeah, rec point cards, yeah.
The silver packs come with 1,500 point rec points.
Yeah, though, that's why I'm so confused right now.
The ones that you, yeah, the ones you actually purchase with rec points, they give you 1,500 rec points. The ones, the commendation packs and the reward packs, the biggest one I've had has been like 300 in rec points. Not that those rec packs give you a whole lot anyway. I mean, occasionally you'll get something good, but they haven't been extremely kind to me, especially, you know, like your daily win and your daily log on packs. Those, you know, you get four or five rec items that, yeah, you may or may not need.
Right.
But something, you know, a lot of them are something to sell to put you towards something you may want to purchase.
Yeah.
I have like 26 rec packs just sitting in my home. I'm sorry. I was talking to myself. Go ahead.
Nope. Go ahead.
No, I was literally just talking to myself. I was looking at my recs. Continue.
Going along with the toys for armor or avatars and whatnot, they finally announced the availability of the energy sword, the Boomco energy sword from GameStop. So this was actually shown off at San Diego Comic-Con, and we knew it was coming for a while, but they finally have it available for order up at GameStop. And this, a little story behind this, it actually almost didn't happen. There was, the only way that Mattel was going to sell this was if it was going to be a store exclusive, a company exclusive. So like one particular a store would pick it up, and then it would be exclusive to them, like Toys R Us or Target or GameStop in this case. So we almost didn't get it, but GameStop picked it up, and that's the only place that you can get the Boomco sword. And it's pretty nifty. If you've seen some of the other LARPing swords, energy swords, or the light up swords that are already out there, it's a little bit smaller than that, but this one is official merchandise compared to the other ones, which are fan created. It's $60. It's a little high on the price point, but if you're a Halo collector and like me have all the other Boomco weapons, then this will probably be a buy for you.
How are those other Boomco weapons, by the way? I'm thinking about picking up the assault rifle when it releases.
They're pretty nice. I'm gonna get the assault rifle too. I have just to show how crazy I am over this kind of stuff. I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 magnums, 5 plasma pistols, and I'm about to get 2 more, actually. the SMG, the carbine, and the needler. And then on top of that, I'll get... Well, hang on. I have the San Diego Comic-Con, or that was supposed to be the Comic-Con exclusive, Atriox's Spiker. So on top of that, I'll be getting the normal Spiker, the assault rifle, and the energy sword.
Wow.
To be single.
All that money. All 10 monies. Anyways, so that's available at GameStop. You can just go on over there and search for a Halo Energy Sword, and you'll be able to find it. Let's see, what else was there? Oh, that's right. So there is a company called AC Worldwide, and I don't know how new they are, but they seem like they're a pretty new company. They actually make Bluetooth speakers based off of specific franchises. So right now they have Star Wars ones, but they've partnered up with Halo, and they actually announced this a week ago. But you can pre-order your Halo speaker. So there's 3 different ones. There are a red and blue Athlon speaker, and then a Halo 5 Master Chief speaker. They're 1 foot tall. They are Bluetooth paired, 10 watt subwoofer, 3 watt normal speakers, and they actually have some pretty high praise over the Star Wars one. So this is actually, from what I can tell and what they've been able to share with so far, is that the designs and the sound from these like iconic speakers are awesome. Again, they've done stuff with Star Wars, and judging by their website, that's all they've done so far, but Halo is their next lineup, and you can actually pre-order right now, and with the pre-order, you can actually get it customized. So it's only during this pre-order period, and it's actually going... The pre-order period is for the next 8 days, and if you get it, if you pre-order it now, you get 25% off the speaker. You get a free customizing tag on it, so you can put your gamer tag or you can put any other name on it, but you can also customize it. And after everything is said and done, including shipping, it comes out to about $205. Now, it's a steep price for a Bluetooth speaker, but judging from other Bluetooth speakers that I've researched of this caliber, it's... You're getting probably $150, $170 Bluetooth speaker with it being customized to the brand of Halo. So if it's something that you're interested in, it's worth checking out. You can go to acworldwide.cool/Halo, and that's where you can find more information about the Halo speakers. But they look really nice. The Master Chief one is the one I pre-ordered. You can also pre-order the red and blue Athlon, and I think you get the same customizability with those also. So if that's something that you want to go with over the Master Chief one, or if you like... I know there's some people in the 4/5 that kind of banter back and forth of which one is better, blue or red. you could go with that for your speaker, but... funny thing about this is, too, is I was actually reached out to by AC Worldwide to do some coverage on it, just to kind of get the word out there whenever they had this launched. But I'm actually kind of in the market of trying to find the Bluetooth speaker. So this is actually something I'm very interested in, and I'm probably going to really get some use out of. But again, the pre-sale period ends in 8 days. And I believe they're planning to ship these in November, if I remember right. So it's going to take a little time, but I think to me it'll be well worth the wait.
Yeah, they're cool looking speakers.
They are.
I don't have any use for a Bluetooth speaker. I would love to purchase one, but I think I'll have to let this one go, as much as it makes me sad.
I think they missed a clear opportunity here to make a seeker themed speaker, because that helmet is just ripe to become something like that. It looks like a sound system as is. I mean,
seeker theme. I'm not familiar, but I'll take your word for it. Seeker theme. I have to look that up. Again, I'm not that great with the different armors in Halo 5, because there's just so many of them. There really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think this would be cool, though. I mean, I'm looking at the Halo 3 helmet I have right now, the Halo 3 Legendary helmet, and this would be like a scale version of that. So if I put the two side by side, I think it would look really cool. Anyways, so there's that. Again, you can go to acworldwide.cool, that's COOL, /Halo for more information about that speaker. There's also something else I pulled up that I wanted to talk about. I knew we need to talk about. Oh, that's right. So Mr. Grim Brother One, if you're listening to this for some reason, is teasing the heck out of Halo Mythos.
That's putting it nicely.
It's kind of the evolution of the Halo Encyclopedia for the most part, and it's coming out on September 6th. It's actually been available for pre-order for a while on Amazon, but there's going to be a lot of cool information in this, but it's going to be just full information beyond the encyclopedia. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I would definitely recommend picking this up. Right now, it's on discount on Amazon for $24 or something. And if you go through our homepage and then go search for the guide, we get a small cut of that. So head on over to podtacular.com/Amazon and then go through there and do your pre-order there. And that would help us out. So that'd be appreciated if you haven't pre-ordered already. And if you have pre-ordered it, cancel the pre-order, go to podtacular.com/Amazon and then order it. So yeah, do that. Anyways, yeah, Halo Mythos. Really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great addition. If you are any kind of knowledge collector, like if you do the books or Halsey Journal or comics and that kind of stuff, and it's something that you're interested in, this is definitely something that you will want to get your hands on.
What if you are all of the above and poor? What do you do then?
You wait till Christmas and ask for it for Christmas from your grandma.
Oh. So you're saying selling in Oregon isn't a more vital option. Just wait. Patience.
If you've got a spare one, then okay. I mean, you know, you can sell one kidney. Or part of your liver, you know.
I mean, does the heart really matter that much? Like, what does it do for me, you know?
You know, a lung. You've got two of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You really need both hands.
They're redundant for a reason.
Hey, look at John Wayne. He lived to a ripe old age with one lung.
I guess you make a point. Anyways. So, yeah, that is the Halo Mythos. Definitely recommend checking that out if it's something that you're interested in, especially if you're interested in the lore or anything that is related to the Halo universe whatsoever. For example, we had Toefreak on last week. I am sure that he is going to be getting this this guide. And yeah, so good stuff. Let's see. There's something else too that I keep on forgetting about. I really need to write some of this stuff down before I go straight into a podcast. I guess that's it. Is there anything else that's been announced that we... Oh, okay, now I remember. So the Halo Legendary crates have been shipped. They started shipping them out about 4 or 5 days ago, and people have already started to get them. I know some of the 405th who actually live on the West Coast got theirs 2 days ago, so people have already started posting pictures and everything. I get mine tomorrow. GT, you said you got yours today.
I got mine today, and I'm very upset with the postman.
Uh-oh.
He damaged my box.
Uh-oh. Was it one of the boxes that you could turn inside out and it looks really cool?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh.
I should totally check when my crate's coming in.
Well, they sent out emails with shipping information on them, so...
Yeah, I saw that. I just don't know what... They said it'd be coming on the 30th. It is 5 days from then. Maybe shipping sped up. I don't know. That's why I want to check.
Yeah, it... I remember seeing the email and then totally blowing it off, and I come home and there it is on my porch. I'm like, yay!
Yay! Halo goodies are always nice to have.
Yep, still scheduled for Tuesday. Oh well.
I'm happy mine's coming at least tomorrow. That way I can get a unboxing video up, because that's something that I'm looking forward to doing now that we are actually partnered with Loot Crate, in a sense. By the way, if you missed out on this one and want to get the next one, go to lootcrate.com/podtacular and use the coupon code podtacular for $3 off your Halo Legendary Crate. And that is something I think people might enjoy, and it'll be new content for the YouTube channel, so I hope you guys will go check it out. Because we'll do that for every crate that we get, if you guys are interested in it. So that'll wrap it up, I think, tonight for all the stuff that we have. Next week, I will be in Seattle for PAX West. We will be recording a podcast there, most likely, so we will not be live to talk about whatever is going on. But we'll do something that will probably be after Thursday anyways, judging that there will probably be some Halo news and info that's dropping throughout the weekend. So. No scheduled podcast for next week, but we will be having a podcast recorded there at some point, maybe multiple podcasts. So expect those to come out the week after. And the week after that as well, I am also still out of town because I will be visiting family. I'm not sure if we'll do a podcast then. If we do, stay tuned to the Twitter. That way you will know whether or not we'll be doing it. Twitter and Facebook will be two places. Twitter, Facebook, and Discord will be the three places that we'll mostly talk about whether or not we're going to have the episode the following Thursday or not. So make sure you're following us there or on those respective places. Capiche?
Mm-hmm. Capiche.
I want to give a huge thanks again to Vin Warrior for becoming part of our staff here on Podtacular and writing some killer articles. You know, your work has been much appreciated, and I am very thankful that you've stepped up and are helping me out with the blog, because I've needed it for a while, and it's really nice to have someone else that can write articles.
Thank you so much for featuring me here. You guys don't know how much that means to me, and thank you for allowing me to be part of your staff. I'm really excited for what's to come.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. With that said, thanks everyone for checking us out. We will be doing, as far as I know, customs tomorrow with Mr. Godzilla T. And soon, it sounds like customs are going to get even more crazy and awesome with Forge on PCs. So, that'll be awesome. Although, I guess, have they said whether or not you can join PC custom games from Xbox? I guess it's only...
I don't think it's cross-platform.
It is not cross-platform. You can only PC to PC.
Yeah, okay. So, I guess... Ooh, that might be interesting. I guess we'll have to stick on Xbox then for that. Unless there's an overwhelming support for people playing on PC, then maybe we'll entertain the idea. Otherwise, I think we'll probably stay on Xbox.
Yeah, as soon as the loan's approved for me to build a gaming PC.
You can always buy one.
He needs a loan first, I think.
With what money?
Exactly.
Wah, see, this is why I brought up organ selling. You got it? Yeah.
I don't have enough organs. I would be so glad when next year gets here. Because I really hope it's cheaper.
Hope what's cheaper?
Just life.
I'm confused. Ah. Yeah, that would probably help.
As I mentioned earlier, it's been a kind of an expensive year for me. And none of it was to fun.
That sucks. But yeah, hopefully next year it would be all hunky-dory and yeah. Anyways,
I'm getting sorry, I'm rambling, folks. Year. How bad can it be?
It will definitely be an improvement.
I like how Firefox just decided to crash on me. Thanks, Firefox. Nice. Lovely. hey, at least it wasn't my graphics driver this time and causing the stream to go crazy. So at least it wasn't that.
Yeah, it's bad when the video drivers or graphics drivers crash.
Yeah, it's no bueno. Anywho, that'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in to our show tonight. And Mr. Vin Warrior, again, thank you for being a part of the Podtacular staff and writing for us on the blog. It has been very helpful and really looking forward to you doing some more stuff with us in the future.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And Eric Abu is apparently almost level 150. Wow. Just wow.
I just broke 108.
I'm almost to 111, which means I'm, what, a just less than half of the way there, Eric Abu? What does that mean?
1/5?
I think I'm past 1/5, I think. Wow, I just said I think twice. It's been a long week. Anyways, you can check us out on our social media. We have Instagram that we'll be posting from quite a bit when we're in Seattle, or when I'm in Seattle, I guess. We'll be meeting up with Haas again, so you'll get to see him scattered throughout some of the pictures that we'll be taking. We have Twitter and Facebook, which we'll also be posting stuff there as well. We're also on YouTube, which hopefully you will see an unboxing video from me this weekend on the Halo Loot Crate. We also have our Discord server, which you can join up. And we also have Twitch, which we're broadcasting this podcast on right now. And we stream our game nights on as well. You can head to any of those by going to podtacular.com/whatever. And looks like /Twitter/Facebook/Instagram/YouTube/Twitch/Discord. And also /Loot Crate will take you to the Halo Legendary Crate. If you missed out on this first one, you can still get the future Halo Legendary Crates. And if you use the code PODTACULAR at checkout, you get $3 off your crate.
Sooner the better.
Yeah. Although you have a little time before the second one comes out because they're doing them bi-monthly. So every other month is when they're doing the crates. So this one's coming out the end of August, and the next one will come out the end of October. Just in time for Halloween. Or Halloween, as we like to call it here. Podtacular.com/Amazon also will take you to Amazon, where you can, when you check out, we get a little bit of help back from your purchase. We have that's our Amazon Associates link, so go on, check that on out. And I think that's all the stuff that we have. You can check out the podcast network. We are part of a network of gaming-related podcasts, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find them over at thepodcast.com. That is thepodcast.com. And let them know that we sent you. If you're looking for podcasts to listen to while you're at work, or if you are interested in any one of the games that they cover. So, for example, Guardian Radio is a Destiny podcast, Critzcast is a TF2 podcast, and The Learning Cliff is an EVE Online podcast. Then those are some great podcasts to check out. I'm also going to do a little plug on my own personal podcasts. And throw out their Titancast, which is a Titanfall podcast, which we just recorded another episode this past week with Gagnon30 and some of you may recognize Lurker Zero. So that will be coming out here pretty soon as well. Picking that up since Titanfall 2 is coming out in October. And also Highwire Cast, which is a podcast all dedicated to the developer Highwire Games, which features some ex-Bungie Halo devs, including Jamie Griesmer and Marty O'Donnell. And also Vic DeLeon, who was an artist for Halo 4 and Halo 5, or level designer, is also over there as the world lead for Highwire Games. So we know quite a few Halo people that are over there. So we just are passionate about what they do. It's me and also Bife, who you may know from Guardian Radio, who do that podcast. And that's something that is a little less frequent. It's every 3 to 6 weeks whenever we feel like doing one or whenever there's news to talk about. So shameless plug for those if you want to check those out too. I'd really appreciate it at least.
I'm sorry, did you say Bife?
Yes.
As in my name is Bife, the YouTuber? Or is it completely different?
Yes.
Guy?
Yep.
Really? Yep.
Same guy.
Wow. Yep. It's fucking awesome. All right. That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. We've been tag teaming it for 3 episodes now.
Wow, that's pretty badass. All right.
Yeah. So check those out if you please. And yeah, that's it. So thanks everyone for tuning in. I did drop some Atriox avatar codes in the chat tonight. Another little perk of showing up and listening to us live. So if you got those codes, I think some people probably said that they got them already, but if not, please type it in the chat so I know that you got them. And we'll see some of you guys online tomorrow for our game night with Mr. GT. And some of you will see, hopefully, at PAX. If you're coming to PAX, I have swag. I have buttons. I'll probably bring the shirts with me this time. So I'll have buttons, shirts, wristbands, stickers. Unfortunately, I am out of lanyards. I need to order more. I actually might have a couple of lanyards yet. There's been some that have scattered about through moving and cleaning. So I might have a couple of lanyards to give out. But for sure, there will be shirts, lanyards, or not lanyards, shirts, wristbands, stickers, and buttons that I will be giving out. So make sure you come find me. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll be posting there a lot of where I am, what I'm doing, and all that kind of stuff. My personal Twitter is @DustStorm, which I'll be tweeting from a lot there. And again, I'll be posting some stuff from the Podtacular Instagram and Twitter and Facebook during the weekend as well. Vin Warrior, since this is your first time on the show, why don't you go ahead and plug some of your own personal social media stuff?
Sure. You can follow me personally if you have any interest at Vincent Gett on Twitter. I mainly post, like, I retweet stuff that from Podtacular, and I post more political stuff that is more nuanced. But if you just like to see general Halo stuff, I'm also at Halo Team 343 CF with a couple of my buddies. We do a lot of Halo stuff. We're doing a Machinima right now. We have a throwback series that we're going to be talking about soon. We do game nights quite a bit. We interact with the community. We're a decent source for news. And you could also find my articles on podtacular.com. That's all I really have to plug. I don't have any.
Sweet. Speaking of Machinima, actually, we're going to be doing a podcast that will cover Machinima in Halo 5. This is one of the things that I've been throwing around, the idea of doing a topic on it. Doing some filler stuff. So after PAX, we're going to be doing one. There's a few YouTubers that made some Halo Machinima, some of which that we had on for these Spartans for Troops live stream. So I'm going to reach out to those guys and hopefully get something going again for our podcast, doing a segment on Halo 5 Machinima. So if you have any Machinima groups that you guys watch that you would like me to reach out to, definitely link us up on Twitter and I will reach out to them to get them on the show. Because there's actually quite a bit of Halo 5 Machinima out there. It's actually pretty small, but the Halo update actually featured the first bit of Halo 5 Machinima, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And it's actually a little pocket of the Halo community that really got a good start back in the Halo 2 days and really kind of thrived through Halo 3 and Halo Reach, and then after that kind of died out a bit. But it's something that is, I find, very fascinating personally, and it's really just a cool way for fans of Halo to tell their stories within the franchise. So I definitely recommend looking up some Machinima. We also have something that I try to keep up with fairly frequently called Machinima Mondays, so I'll scour YouTube for some Machinima that has been posted recently for Halo 5 and post those up on our website. So if you're looking for some other Machinima to check out, please go over to our blog, podtacular.com, and check out those Machinima Monday posts. I try to do a different publisher, I guess, in a way, at least a different channel that does videos. So if there's a channel that I've already posted on, I'll try to stay away from posting anything else from them, because we've highlighted them before. But sometimes there will probably be something that's just crazy awesome that I'll have to post something twice from. But definitely recommend you check those out. All the different channels that we've linked to so far, from what I've seen, are actually decent Machinima channels. that are worth checking out. So if you head on over to those, or just do a search for Halo 5 Machinima on YouTube, you'll find some good stuff there. There's some pretty well thought out things. Anyways, I'll get off my soapbox for the night. Thanks everyone for listening in. We will see you guys soon. Again, if you're going to be at PAX, hit me up on Twitter. Find me. I'm pretty hard to miss. I'm a tall dude that'll be wearing all Halo stuff all weekend. So find me, come say hi, come get some Podtacular swag, and hang out with some fun Halo peeps. That'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone again for tuning in via Twitch or downloading us via RSS or iTunes or however you're listening to us. We really appreciate your support, and until next time, keep on fragging, Forge.